When the phone rings, do you answer it right away? Do you first look and see who's calling? The landline phone at our house has an audible caller ID and answering machine. Call from. And I said, ooh, I'm going to get that. Or, what do they want? Then I wait for the answering machine. I'll call them back later. That's not very important. And listeners, I think this is a similar response to God's call as well. Good morning, my name is Michael Bryan. And for the next few minutes, I want to talk about God's roll call. Visitors, I welcome you. I'm glad you're here and I offer you to come back at any time you can. All scriptures this morning will be taken from the New King James Version. Yes, God is calling everyone. But some let their spiritual answering machines get it. Or worse yet, they've turned their ringers off. Consider Governor Felix in Acts chapter 24. In Acts 24, verses 22 through 26, but when Felix heard these things, having more accurate knowledge of the way, he adjourned the proceedings and said, when Lysias the commander comes down, I will make a decision on your case. So he commanded the centurion to keep Paul and let him have liberty, and told him not to forbid any of his friends to provide for or visit him. And after some days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was Jewish, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. Now as he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix was afraid and answered, go away for now. When I have a convenient time, I will call for you. Meanwhile, he also hoped that money would be given him by Paul, that he might release him. Therefore, he sent for him more often and conversed with him. How about King Agrippa in Acts 26, next page over? Verses 27 through 29 of Acts 26. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you do. Then Agrippa said to Paul, you almost persuade me to become a Christian. And Paul said, I would to God that not only you, but also all who hear me today might become both almost and altogether such as I am, except for these chains. These two men listened to the call, but yet we have no record of their obedience. Likening them to one listening to the answering machine, but doing no more. We are being called by God. Even today, we are being called to heaven, called to Christianity, called to do things while on this earth for a hope. The hope. So without further ado, let's look at a few points about the calling. Major point number one, just what is this calling? Well, let's look at 1 Thessalonians and see if we can get some answers. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 10 through 14. 1 Thessalonians 2, starting in verse 10. You are witnesses, and God also, how devoutly and justly and blamelessly we behaved ourselves among you who believe. As you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father does his own children, that you would walk worthy of God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. For this reason we also thank God without ceasing. Because when you received the word of God which you heard from us, you welcomed it, not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the Word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. For you, brethren, became imitators of the churches of God which are in Judea in Christ Jesus. For you also suffered the same things from your own countrymen, just as they did from the Judeans. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Starting in verse 8 of 2 Timothy 1. Therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, but has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, to which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. Listeners, God's call or calling is one, an invitation by the Father to partake of the blessings of redemption. And two, it is God's invitation to man to accept the benefits of salvation. Now, this call is being made to everyone. Think about Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. It's all encompassing. It's everyone. How about 1 Timothy, just a few pages back if you're still there. 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2, starting in verse 1. Therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am speaking the truth in Christ and not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth, who desire all men to be saved, who gave a ransom for all. Calling everyone at all times, everywhere. Is God the first telemarketer? No, I'm only kidding. Major point number two, how should I answer this phone? First, let's look at some Old Testament examples. How about Moses in Exodus chapter 3? How did Moses respond when God called him? Exodus chapter 3. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. And he said, do not draw near to this place. Take your sandals off your feet. For the place where you stand is holy ground. In verse 4, what did he say? Here I am. How about Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter 3? Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. And it came to pass at the time while Eli was lying down in his place, and when his eyes had begun to grow so dim that he could not see, and before the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord where the ark of God was, and while Samuel was lying down, that the Lord called Samuel. And he answered, here I am. So he ran to Eli and said, here I am, for you called me. And he said, I did not call you. Lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, Samuel. So Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, here I am, for you called me. He answered, I did not call, my son. Lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. So he arose and went to Eli and said, here I am, for you did call me. Then Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, that you must say, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood and called at other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel answered, speak, for your servant hears. These men were called to do a work for God. And rather than shun away, they answered, here I am. How do you answer today? Do you say, here I am, Lord, use me as you see fit? And yes, I know Moses was reluctant to be a leader at first. But if you read Hebrews chapter 11, verses 23 through 29, when you have time, Moses is in the Faith Hall of Fame. Hebrews 11:32 mentions Samuel. What great examples for us to follow. What if we answer wrong or don't answer God at all? In 1 Samuel 2 and 34, now I know we're backing up, but I'm going to take a leap of faith that you all are familiar with this story as well. 1 Samuel 2 and 34, now this shall be a sign to you that will come upon your two sons on Hophni and Phinehas, and one day they shall die, both of them. They will die because they did wrong in the sight of the Lord. And they were punished. Israel refused to heed God's call. You can look at Psalms 81:11, Proverbs 1:24, but I want to read for the sake of time Isaiah chapter 65. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 12. Isaiah 65 and 12. Therefore, I will number you for the sword, and you shall bow down to the slaughter. Because when I called, you did not answer. When I spoke, you did not hear, but did evil before my eyes, and chose that in which I do not delight. Isaiah 65:12. The first two, if you're taking notes again, were Psalm 81:11, Proverbs 1:24. Punishment ensued for Israel. There are always consequences for actions, both physically and spiritually. Yet spiritually we'll have a much more severe punishment. How about a couple New Testament examples of how to answer God's call? Romans 10:14-17, we must hear. Romans 10:14-17. How then shall they call on him if whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent, as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We must believe, Acts 8:37. We must repent, Acts 2:38. We must confess, Matthew 10:32-33. If you confess me before men, I will confess you before the Father. If you deny me before men, I will deny you before the Father. We answer God's call by being baptized, Mark 16:16. We answer God's call by remaining faithful, Revelations 2:10. But in the New Testament, not all heed God's call. How about Matthew 13? Not all heed God's call. Matthew 13. And in Matthew 13, starting in verse 36, we have the parable of the tares explained. I want to read a couple verses from there. Matthew 13, starting in 36. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house. And his disciples came to him, saying, explain to us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said to them, he who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The fields is the world. The good seeds are the son of the kingdom. But the tares are the sons of the wicked one. The enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of age. And the reapers are the angels. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of this age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdoms all things that offend, and those who practice lawlessness, and will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. The result of not heeding God's call will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Hell is no place to go. And yet, so many people live their lives carelessly. It is sad at so many lost souls. So we have a work to do. And that brings me to my next point. Major point number three. After I answer God's call, let's remember the call is an invitation from God to enter into his kingdom. Now within this point, after I answer God's call, I can in no way give you a comprehensive list for the time provided. But I do offer these to try to help and solidify this point. after I answer God's call, I need to teach others the way. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. And in the 35th verse of the 9th chapter of Matthew, it says, "Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.'" The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Let's teach a few more to labor in the way of God. Or Matthew 7, 13 and 14, where it talks about the broad gate and the narrow way, how there will be many on the wrong path, but few will find the straight and narrow. Let us each effort to get one more soul on the right path. After I answer God's call, I need to continue to teach myself. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved. A workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting in verse 15. Part of this you will know. 2 Timothy 3:15. "And that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Because all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." After I answer God's call, I need to worship God correctly. John chapter 4. John 4 verse 23, "But the hour is coming and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth." John 4, 23 and 24. After I answer God's call, I need to conduct myself. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 1, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." God has called everyone. Some examples we looked at answered well. Others answered wrong. Some didn't even bother to pick up the phone. And God will continue to call until one of two things happen. Either you die, or the Lord Christ Jesus returns. Then you and I will be out of time, out of opportunities to call Him back, as it were. Tonight we will continue to talk about God's roll call, Lord willing. And there are so many more things that could have been said, so many directions this lesson could go. I mean, the scriptures on this topic were a lot. Tony could have taken this and done a 12-lesson annual study with this. But I hope that you and I myself have learned something, or at the very least, reaffirmed a learning we have. I thank you, and this concludes my lesson. But now it is my humble honor to be able to extend to you the invitation of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. We talked about it briefly. But to enter into the kingdom of heaven, one must be baptized. The water is ready. There are garments available, willing men here to help you. If you have not been washed in His blood through the watery grave of baptism, take that opportunity today. If you have been baptized but have fallen away, if you have a public sin you need to get taken care of, come forward in just a moment. We can pray with you and pray for you. And I've said this every time, and I mean it with as much sincerity as I can muster. If you're not comfortable talking to me about any of these things, don't let that stop you. Come forward anyway. Tell me you want one of the elders, because your soul is that important to God Almighty. Sometimes you just need a prayer of encouragement. This world can pull and tug at us in many ways. I get that, believe me. But whatever need you have, if you'll come take care of it now while we stand and sing, please.